Brooke Weinbaum is from Boca Raton, but has been living in Israel for 12 years now. She was in her apartment in Tel Aviv when the sirens went off.
Even though I've been here for more than 12 years, being here tonight was actually quite shocking, because I've been here for rockets, especially the last year, but normally it's, you know, downstairs in the shelter for 10 minutes, and tonight you could hear booms and booms and booms, and then there was a pause and you thought it would end and then it would continue again. So it felt like, wow, I can't believe this is really happening.
How much of a warning do you get to go down into that shelter, and how long do you usually need to be down there?
It's actually really crazy. This was the first time that we had some sort of warning. It felt like we had about 5 minutes, maybe even three, where a lot of us got messages on our phones. It was like an emergency alert saying, stay inside, be in a protected area, be near a shelter. And I guess at that point, they understood that the missiles were soon to be entering the airspace if they hadn't already. And that's when everyone went down. And I live in an apartment building on the fourth floor, and you have to go all the way down the stairs. So imagine there's about 15 different apartments here, all trying to get down into this shelter.
What's going through your mind as you're racing down those stairs to get down to the shelter?
Well, what's racing through my mind is, who is it from? Because I'm not sure how many people are aware of what's been happening in Israel, but we have had rockets and attacks sent from Iraq, from Yemen, from Hezbollah, and tonight was from Iran. This is all in 1 week.
What do you want people around the world to know about what's happening in Israel and the Middle East?
I want people to know that the Middle East is a complex place. There are a lot of different things happening within one day. And right now, Israel is trying to defend itself. We have been attacked on multi fronts. Again, we've been at war with Hamas. We're now in a war with Hezbollah. Yemen has attacked Iraq, Iran. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few. That's been the past year. No one's life has been normal.
Now, despite the strikes, Brooke says she feels safe because of the shelters and the technology of the Iron Dome. She says she has no plans to move back to South Florida because Israel is her home.